Cohen looking to throw it, and he's got the touchdown! Here's Brady's pass, it's Gronkowski! Oh! Mac strips it! He is unbelievable!
Super Wild Card weekend is over. We are well into the playoffs. Just a couple more weeks of football. Isaac, this is it.
This is it.
This is home stretch. This is sliding into
this
home plate.
This is where
plate.
It gets good.
This is... I was trying to mix a whole bunch of sports and my mind just went blank. Anyway, it's the Chamber Gridiron Podcast.
Yes.
Steven, Isaac, and we got our little playoff buddy here, Ethan.
Hello.
Back once again, who's going to be able to go through some of our picks that we did and kind of go through and see who won. I think I won. I think I got all the picks right.
I think I got, personally, I don't think I did that great, but I think I'm up there for sure.
I'm pretty sure you and I did, at separate times, did the same picks.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, kind of, because I don't think we did that well.
Oh.
But I think next time I'm going to, like, we got to, like, mix it up or something so that we're not doing all the picks here. Mm-hmm. Anyway, wow. Super Wildcard Weekend. This was fantastic.
This was fantastic.
This was just really, really well done. There. Now, I have to say, I think some of the games that happened last week, in my opinion, were better.
Okay,
you know, those guys
kind
of fighting into there. This was not... Some of the games lived up to the hype. Some of them, a good portion of them, were just kind of...
The other team blowing out the
team you totally did not see coming, and then they were just kind of blowouts. And so I was a little... disappointed that way,
yes,
in how it was, but what are you gonna do? Okay, mm-hmm. So you got your first game, Browns Texans. Ethan, who won this game? Browns, first of all, just who won the game, the Browns and the Texans?
Texans.
The Texans won.
Correct.
I'm pretty sure I picked the Browns.
I did too.
So here, my thing with that was I kind of was hoping that the Texans were going to win. I kind of figured the Texans were going to win. They were just playing some really good ball. But I had this little just glimmer of hope of just maybe Joe Flacco was going to go into some crazy just run and really play at a high level. He was doing really well those last couple games. And that totally just did not happen. Joe Flacco in one sense... Yeah, that's kind of why he retired. He was struggling. Yeah, he was doing good at those last couple weeks. And then you kind of were like, maybe. And then, that just totally did not happen.
Yeah, he totally just kind of self-imploded. And like you said, C.J. Stroud is just at another level. He had great game. 3 touchdowns, 274 yards. I kind of had this feeling he was going to win, and in the back of my mind, I knew he probably was, but like you said, I had this hope that Joe Flacco would be able to pull it off and make it to the next round, because honestly, he's been playing so well with the Browns. He's played better in these last few weeks with the Browns than he ever did on the Ravens, and I was hoping, I really couldn't see them even in the Super Bowl, but I was hoping he would just be able to make it past the wild card week and be able to just make it into the regular playoffs. And just that was my ultimate hope. But
now
sadly.
You say ever with the Ravens. I would say ever that you remember with the Ravens.
Yeah.
I think early on he did really well with them.
But on the Browns, Joe Flacco was having consistently 300 plus yards games. Like he was just lights out. Like you said, like he probably was playing pretty good on the Ravens.
Like they were in the Super Bowl, in the playoffs multiple times. Championship games, won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Joe Flacco is a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he did well with the Ravens and then just kind of fell apart towards the end. Okay, Ethan, so let's go through a couple of these picks here. So once again, all of us, you, Ethan, Mom, you, Isaac, me, we had Grandma and Grandpa in here, a couple of your aunts, doing some picks on who we thought was going to win, and who won out of all of that, Ethan, first of all? Who got the most picks right?
So, on the family score, it was me, Mom, and Jay.
Ooh, how many did you guys get right?
Three.
How many did Isaac get?
Two. Two.
We only got two?
We only got two. That's disappointing.
Out of all of those, we got two.
I need to do something different. I need to change it up. Go for the underdogs.
It's a good thing, man, we weren't winning prizes on this.
I know, right?
I want to say something.
Go for it.
Isaac, doesn't like the Cowboys.
Very true.
But for accidentally, he picked the Cowboys.
Wait, what?
I did. Because, hear me out.
Yeah, all right, let's hear the explanation.
The playoff game was the Cowboys and the Packers. And as much as I really don't like either of these teams, but we do live here in Chicago, you can't, if you say anything remotely good about the Packers, you are just going to have a whole can of worms from everybody. So my thinking was just like, I'll save me the trouble. I'll just go
Except
for the...
Except your grandpa is a Packers fan.
Exactly.
And you didn't side with him. No, I agree. Like, I didn't want the Packers to win. I really wanted Dallas to win. I'm not a huge Dallas fan. I was a Dak Prescott. We keep talking about this yes. week in and week out. I'm not going to keep just whacking I was trying to be polite here, just beating the dead horse, but I don't even, you know.
Yeah.
Just, over and over and over again. Like... And no pun intended with the Cowboys here. Okay, moving right along. Yeah. I wanted Dak Prescott to do good. And
he got shut down.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was kind of a blowout in a sense. It was 48-32, but that's such a skewed number because the Cowboys just kind of rallied a little bit towards the end mm-hmm. to make the score a little bit more manageable. But it was just, I mean, they got blown out by the Packers. I do have to say it was very impressive by the Packers.
It was.
For Jordan Love to step up the way that
three
he did.
Three touchdowns, like.
All of the players, the coaches, like, it was, they did a really good job. What do you think on that, Ethan? Packers and Cowboys?
Cowboys did good, but the Packers did better.
Yeah, I agree. They totally. So,
very true.
So then, okay, E, now... Wow, I only got two right. How many did Grandma and Grandpa and all those side of people get? Who won on that?
Who won was Grandpa got three.
Ooh.
Grandma got five.
Five?
Whoa.
What is Grandma doing? Aunt Jen got three.
Ooh, Jennifer. She did good last year, right?
Auntie Tor got five.
What?
Wow.
What are we doing wrong?
Yeah, what are we doing?
We talk about football every week.
The new person that was added in here, Miss Amy, got only four.
Ooh.
Got four.
Oh, that's good.
All right, Miss Amy got four. That's pretty
good,
though.
I think she's the only one that got four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
All right. Wow. Grandpa, I'm pretty sure, was the only one that picked the Bucks. We'll get to that one there. Okay, out of Rams and Lions, I'm pretty sure everybody picked the Lions in this one.
Not even because we, knew the Lions were going to win, but we had that hope.
Yeah, you're that hope that the Lions were going to be able to take. It was a great game. I would say, really, if I looked at these games, that was probably the best game.
I agree.
I wasn't expecting it to be the best game, but it ended up being, obviously, you had Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff on their flip side of teams.
Yes, that was
doing
cool.
And they both played at a really high level. But I have to say, watching the Lions... They're just plowing through the same way. They were played at a really high level, and it was a close game. I mean, it came down right to the wire,
23-24. Yeah, that's ultimately what I loved about this game, and why I agree with you in the sense of it probably was the best playoff game because it felt the most like a playoff game in the sense that they were just not just high scoring points, which is also important, but there's just this level of just it's neck and neck. Most of these playoff games, if not all of them, besides this game, were just blowouts by underdog teams. And that's why I was like, I mean, it's fun to see. Like, honestly, I'm excited to see how this is going to play out because you kind of had your expectations of just like, yeah, that's kind of just going to be like an okay game. Like, that's honestly what we thought with the Cowboys and Packers. I thought just the Cowboys were going to walk all over them and make it to the next round. But that's why we watch football, is you never know what's going to happen.
Now, so. Lions, Rams, Ethan, what were you going for? We all did. Did we all pick the Lions? I'm pretty sure everybody picked the Lions.
Only Jay picked the Rams.
Oh, Jay picked the Rams. Oh, that's right. And he lost that one. All right. But so you wanted the Lions to win, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how did that game go to you?
It went decent.
Yeah?
The Lions won. Jay got Jay got it wrong, but he still got three.
Yeah, so. he actually did it. I'm pretty sure Jay was, he picked the Packers to win, right?
Yeah, last year we got none.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah.
So then we go into Bills and Steelers. How many people, did everybody pick the Bills on this one? We all kind of, okay, this game did happen the way that, in a sense, we were expecting it to happen.
Yes.
And obviously, like, Buffalo just walked all over the Steelers. And I think we were kind of expecting that to happen. The Steelers played, in my opinion, the way that I expected them to play.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph.
They weren't
played,
that great, right? You're trying to win a playoff game with Mason Rudolph. And they scraped through getting into the playoffs. To me, they were that one. I'm glad for Mike Tomlin. He's never had a losing season. He did a great job. They got to the playoffs that way. But out of all of these teams, they were kind of my team. I'm like, how are you in the playoffs?
Yeah,
based on your record,
agree.
Based on watching them play, the style of their play, all the quarterback controversy. Like, you had to really go into this going like, we're not really going to go far. And I mean, I don't know. I didn't watch all. I don't know everything that's going on inside of their heads and what they're like. But as the Buffalo Bills were kind of walking all over them and playing at that high level, you kind of had to stand back there even as the coach and be like, this is kind of what we expected. We expected Buffalo to do this. If Pittsburgh had a chance of winning, it would have been the defense just totally shutting down Buffalo. And that didn't happen. Right, Ethan? Like, Buffalo just played at a really high level.
Yeah. And also, like, at the time that Dad, only had one before the Bills won.
Yeah, the Bills were my first win. I was like big. Well, yeah. Who else did I pick? Well, yeah, because Chiefs. I picked the Dolphins. Let's go to that.
Yeah,
the Dolphins and Chiefs. Who did you want to win on this?
Dolphins. We all wanted Dolphins.
We all picked the Dolphins, except for like Auntie Tor and Grandma and a couple other people that, you know, obviously for some reason knew the Chiefs were going to win.
Only Aunt Jen picked the Dolphins in there.
So, you know, I could look at some of these and go, like, the Texans won. I was expecting the Texans to win. I picked the Browns because I was hoping that Joe Flacco was going to have a good game.
Yes.
The Dolphins and the Chiefs, I really wanted the Dolphins to win because I kind of wanted to just move on in the playoffs with the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of Chiefs lately.
We have, yes.
And the Dolphins had one job, and they had the ability to do it, and they should have won. And I don't know what they did. They scored one touchdown. Yeah.
That was it.
Like, one job. They had one job, Ethan.
Uh-huh. And also, Cowboys and Packers game, it was like 0-10.
Yeah.
For first, and then it was like 23-30.
Yeah. It just totally went crazy, and it was just all over the place. You're right. So, yeah, obviously then, you know, Chiefs, Dolphins, then you got to the Packers. Obviously, that was a blowout. Rams was close. Bills and Steelers kind of skewed. Okay. Then we get into the Buccaneers and the Eagles. Pretty much everybody picked the Eagles, right? Who picked the Buccaneers
who
on this?
The Buccaneers
oh,
on that.
Well, yeah. There's one person. Grandpa only picked the Bucs.
Grandpa picked the Bucs, and he won on that one. Now, this was a great playoff game.
It was.
And this showed me a lot. This was a big deal for the Buccaneers. And they deserved this. I'm excited to watch next week on what they can do because everybody thought that the Eagles were going to come and just fly and just crush, right?
Mm-hmm.
We thought they were just going to like totally destroy.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And what they did was self-exploded.
Exactly.
Like, what the heck? I mean, the Eagles scored 9 points. That is it. It was the defense of the Buccaneers was phenomenal.
It was. I was in shock this whole game. I did not think the Buccaneers were going to play anywhere near this level. Like 32 points against the Eagles. The Eagles already have a pretty solid defense themselves with Fletcher Cox and company. And I really did not. honestly, I have never seen Baker Mayfield play at this level. Like, even with the Browns. Like, he played great on the Browns, but when he was just...
Where the heck did Baker Mayfield come from?
I know. Yeah. He literally was playing so well.
I mean, unbelievable. Like,
unbelievably well.
This was... If you were going to show up at a game in your career, like, in a playoff wildcard game, that was the time to do it.
It
and
was.
He showed up, and he was having fun, but the confidence... The level that he was playing at, I mean, this was
an
absolute clinic and a showcase of what he is capable of, his leadership, and what the Buccaneers were able to do. I'm blown out of the water. They were kind of not on my radar and for this week, and just totally, I just took it. I mean, just hats off to the Buccaneers.
Yes.
So, the Eagles... Let me tell you a little story. The Eagles were flying through, and then the Buccaneers shot one of their cannons, exploded the Eagles.
And that's
a colorful story.
That's quite a visual, and that is absolutely what happened. Absolutely what happened. You are absolutely right. Those pirates just totally
destroyed the Eagles.
Totally destroyed them. I mean, it was absolutely crazy.
It was.
Jason Kelce, is he going to be retiring? I think so. A lot of talk.
Yeah.
He hasn't officially really announced all that. Like, he was hemming and hawing going into this year.
Mm-hmm.
I really, to look at that, like, their chance
really
to win.
I'm
happy, you know, they won a Super Bowl several years ago, but their chance, it was last year. You know, and to get into the Super Bowl with the Chiefs, like, they needed to beat the Chiefs. They should have beaten the Chiefs. That was their year.
Mm-hmm.
But for the Eagles to be, what were they, 10-1, 10-0, right? Like, early on in the season, like, they were unbelievable. And then the last several games of the year, they just totally struggled where you were like, what is happening? This is not the Eagles.
Yeah.
It was really weird. Okay, so... Let's wrap things up a little bit. Going into next week, this is really going to be fun. Divisional round, getting up to my favorite. Like, I know a lot of people, like, really hype up to the Super Bowl, and I'm a big Super Bowl fan, but Isaac, you know, what's my favorite week?
Championship week.
Favorite week is championship week for me. Like, I have not yet, I would really have to go through some of them. Most of the time, we'll just cover that. Most of the time, you are not disappointed in championship weekend because these guys... are really fighting and battling
to
be those final two teams. And usually those, it's like watching two Super Bowls, two high-level Super Bowls,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool. But as we lead into that, we're going into the divisional round. All right, Ethan, next week is going to start off with the Texans versus the Ravens. Who do you think is going to be able to win that one?
I think the Texans, because they did good on the... Texans-Browns.
Yeah.
They did really good on that game.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be one of those hard picks because you want to say like, oh, yeah, the Ravens, of course, are going to, you know, the win. And
then again, we said all that last week.
But I think that the Texans are capable of taking down the Ravens, and I would not be surprised if that happened. Building off of the momentum from this week, I think, is huge going into, and the Ravens have been sitting around for the last couple weeks. What do you think?
100%. I agree with you. I think the momentum that they have already been building from that win will easily be able to translate into that game against the Ravens. The Ravens, like you said, have been sitting. Lamar Jackson has been playing great all year. But, I mean, honestly, at this point, I don't know what to say about the playoffs because everything I said last week was not accurate. So,
yeah, no.
I think I sided with the Texans, though.
So, then you got the Packers versus the 49ers. Now, so see this, I kind of, maybe it's just my bias against the Packers, but I feel like, yes, the 49ers have been resting and whatnot, but they were playing at such a high level, and Brock Purdy is healthy. I think that they could have won a Super Bowl last year
if
he didn't get hurt. And so remember, he like pulled or tore his elbow or did something and whatnot. Like, they are playing at a really high level. They have a great defense. This is going to be a tall order for the Packers. So Packers versus the 49ers, E. What do you think is going to happen coming into next week?
I think a little shout out to the Chiefs and Dolphins game. I thought I thought the Chiefs were going to, like, dominate the Dolphins because the Chiefs are, like, one of the best teams ever.
Yeah.
The Dolphins, last year, Isaac got against us with the Bills-Dolphins game. Yeah. But the Dolphins did good on the Dolphins-Chiefs, but the Chiefs got the Dolphins.
Right. You're right. So then with the Packers and the 49ers, who do you think is going to win on this one?
Packers, 49ers. I'm going for 49ers. Packers, not that good. Well, even though they did get that, the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But.
All right. Don't tell Grandpa that. Ethan's going for the 49ers here. Okay. Next game, E, as we wrap up here, is going to be the Buccaneers and the Lions. Who do you think? Tell me about this game a little bit. Who do you think is going to be able to? You think the Buccaneers are going to play the same way and really be able to win? Or are the Lions going to just be fantastic and totally take out the Buccaneers? Are they going to maul the Buccaneers or are the Buccaneers going lion hunting?
Buccaneers. No, not the Buccaneers. The Lions. The Lions are going to knock the swords out of the Buccaneers and eat the Buccaneers.
Okay, all right. You heard it right here. Family-friendly Tabor Gridiron podcast. I agree. I think the Lions are going to be able to just kind of steamroll and do it. I think there's a lot of momentum with the Buccaneers, but I think it very well could be a shootout.
It could be.
And I think that Jared Goff is... I think that the Lions are really going to be able to take this.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a really good game. This one here, this is going to be so hard. And because it really is going to be based on, I just don't want these kind of games to come down to penalties at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just let them play their game. Obviously, if there's blatant things, but
we don't want to see a rerun.
And then just play fair though with things. But Chiefs and Bills, Ethan.
Chiefs,
this is going to be a huge game. Who do you think is going to go? You just said Chiefs are amazing. They are. They're playing at an elite level. But right now, Josh Allen is just on another level. This, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I'm going for the Bills, but who do you think is going to be able to take this?
First, a little thing about the Giants. I wanted the Giants to be in the playoffs. I wanted them to win a Super Bowl, but not this year. And also Bills. Bills are going to get it.
So you think the Bills are going to win? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you on the Giants. I know sometimes you were going for them because they were all blue.
Yeah.
And you know, they had a chance, but they came up a little bit short. They got to work out their quarterback situation for sure. Bills, yeah, Chiefs, Isaac, what do you think?
I think I'm going with the Bills. Honestly, I've seen so much of the Chiefs recently. I could see, and yes, the Bills have been in.
We're all going,
like,
to pick the Bills again, and then Grandma and everybody's going to pick the Chiefs again, and then they're going to be winning.
Yeah, but the Chiefs are going to win. But
no, they cannot. Like, my problem though with the Bills is you got to keep getting to this point. If you get to a Super Bowl,
you have to win.
You have to win. You need to do whatever is possible to win a Super Bowl.
You won't be able to mentally take another Bills loss.
And also, the Bills has not won the first one Super Bowl.
I know. They have not won a Super Bowl. They are going to scar a whole lot of people if they get there and lose.
Mm-hmm.
So come on, Bills. You need to really get your stuff together so that you can win the Super Bowl. So yeah, hey, it's gonna be a lot of fun. I think it's gonna be just really cool to watch these games. There's gonna be a couple games on Saturday, couple games on Sunday. So this is the time, this is the opportunity to really be just watching some high level football. So like us, follow us wherever you get your podcasts, share us, right, mm-hmm. Ethan? Share them with all your friends. And let us know who you think is going to be able to win, what your picks are. That would be fantastic. E, we'll kind of keep track and see who's going to win. I think we're going to be able to get more wins than your aunts. And right now, Grandma and Auntie Tora are winning. But we got this, right, Ethan?
Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully Daniel Jones comes back next year.
For the Giants?
Yeah.
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 I feel you, man.
Giants.
I feel you, man. All right.
Awesome.
Cool. We'll talk next week.
Bye.
No peace out?
No, I'm good.